Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Feminino and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Guys, I think I found something interesting here. Rico, you have ended college football, but you have created something else. I have seven matchups that have never happened before in college football that will happen for the very first time this season.
So fun.
Ah.
Just don't tell Mike.
So fun. Let's see if you like it. South Carolina will visit Oklahoma. This is their first ever meeting, Saturday, October 19th. Surprised they've never met before?
Yeah, it always,
not in a bowl game.
It always intrigues me when, like, two major teams, like, they've never, you mean, even, like, going back to the early days of football, they just, so, yes, it's, I always find it funny when you see, this is the first time they've ever played. So, yes, I like the fact that going to the SEC, it's your first time. Where's the game at?
It is at Oklahoma.
Okay.
I'd prefer if Texas and Oklahoma stayed in the Big 12 and did Big 12 things.
Next up on the list, two basketball blue bloods. September 14th, they will meet for the very first time, Indiana at UCLA.
Oh, stop. Oh, come on. Who asked for that? It's not an assembly hall, David. There'll be 17 people there.
Never played in the Rose Bowl?
Indiana?
Rose Bowl on non-Rose Bowl days. There are more people in this office. Okay? There the sales is. Side of the building is more crowded on a Friday. Here's a hint. It's empty.
There is. Honestly, I feel bad for UCLA whenever they have a home game because the visitors, especially if it's like in November, you're going to take that trip. You're going out to L.A. It's sunny. It's warmer. But, hey, David, I'm here for you.
Next on the list, on September 28th, for the very first time, Florida State will travel to SMU.
Again, who asked for this? There's a reason they don't play each other.
Now, see, this is one that I thought, like, back in the SMU's heyday of the Pony Express.
They're in the heyday. Rhett Lashley ain't playing.
Back when SMU was really good.
Preston Stone.
When you had, you know, the Pony Express.
They're really good now.
Back when they were ranked in the top five.
Okay, you got me.
I thought that they would have at least played Florida State because in a bowl game or something at that point. So this one is shocking.
This one I kind of like.
It's See, thank you, Mike. Thank you. They're now in the Power Four ACC matchup.
Nothing says Atlantic Coast Conference, like a team from Dallas, Texas.
It's amazing, isn't it?
It's ridiculous.
Well, let's go cross country with this one. Two teams, one on the west side of the country, one on the east side of the country. They will face each other for the very first time on Friday, September 20th. The old, new ACC matchup of Stanford at Syracuse.
Nobody, and I mean nobody, walks into the Carrier Dome thinking they're going to win a game.
I don't even think Tirico cares about that game. Stanford and Syracuse. Why? Nice sport, Rico.
Because the ACC has now includes
Atlantic Coast Conference.
Here's the beauty of it. Your cable package has a ton of channels. Don't watch.
All right, go ahead. What channel would they have the audacity to put that game on?
WB.
No. That's the TV deal?
I think it will be, actually, like CW or something like that.
Okay. So JW Frog into Syracuse and Stanford.
Wayne Brothers. Into
reruns of In Living Color into Syracuse and Stanford.
Right.
What's even funnier is this is how Stanford opens up ACC play. They travel all the way across the country.
Oh, don't they travel to Hawaii to start the year?
I believe so. Oh. So you're right. Hawaii, Stanford, home practice.
Hey, they put the student in student athlete.
Bro, they got a private jet. They'll be okay.
Does Stanford really have that?
A jet?
They have Cardinal One?
Yeah.
For that poverty-ass program.
Tiger Woods is probably playing for it.
Tiger Woods wrote him a check for that, I'm sure.
Alone. He's good. He's good for it. As long as there's no pancake waitresses.
Stanford tree. Go ahead.
Did you just make a Perkins waitress blast?
He did.
Did I? Jesus, was that me?
You're better than that.
Oh, okay. Well, they're going to need a plane because on November 9th, Maryland will travel to Oregon. Which actually should be a good jersey matchup when you think about it, color-wise.
You know what? You're right. You're right.
Nothing says prideful, hard-nosed Midwest football like Maryland and Oregon.
Nothing screams Big Ten more like this matchup right here.
So is there any world that you just may like this?
No, not crap like that.
So you're just going to automatically hate it no matter what. Hey, Mike, it was a great game. I know. Don't make me like this. I hate it. It was change. Leave me alone.
It's a lot like Kenny's viewpoint on Minority Jobs.
Yes, David. It will be interesting to see the uniform combination because of those.
It's going to be great.
No, I'm not listening to you.
After Oregon wins by 60, and Rico's like, listen, Loxley's going to get it together.
Upset of the year.
You're out of your mind.
I'm calling it now.
That may be the only game, Rico, where I'm looking forward to seeing the Maryland flag just because of the contrast of colors.
The coffin that Dan Lanning puts them in? Just drape it nicely.
Let's move on to another great.
I like turtles. You're that kid. I'm not convinced that's not you in that video.
Another great future Big Ten matchup.
Can you cut his mic off, please?
This will be a Friday night matchup on October 25th.
Oh, I can't wait.
It will be a back and forth affair in future games to come. Rutgers at USC.
Jesus, Mary and Joseph.
Sure. Trojans versus the Scarlet Knights.
Yes.
New York
Battle
versus
of the mascots.
Yes.
New York, LA, Big Ten.
Yeah.
I can't see wait. It now. West Coast, East Coast.
Yeah, get Magic Johnson, Jalen Brunson at the game. Yeah, I could see this happening.
This sport is so gone. It's so lost.
Mike, it's changed. It's evolved, okay? Hey, newsflash, they don't wear leather helmets anymore.
Right. TJ, we have integrated the sport. Please.
Speaking of helmets, they will also have the intercoms in the helmets now. So thank you, Connor.
Michigan's gift.
Yes.
You know what? Michigan's latest gift
after
they invented the night game.
Yes. You now have helmet communications for everyone.
And that's the great. Lights. The lights that flash on and off during a touchdown. That's only happens there. First time.
It's not like Georgia or Alabama had ever done that before.
Ever.
Do you know they actually invented the pregame banner?
Let me give you the final
forward pass, touchdown, and touchdown celebrations.
The final first ever matchup, Saturday, October 19th. NC State will travel to California.
I just, you know what, Kenny, it's all you. I'll shut up.
So if this was a non-conference game, you would be okay with this?
No. No, I wouldn't.
Because I remember when MSU traveled out to Cal.
Yeah, how'd that go? They got their asses kicked.
They still went out there and they enjoyed their time.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, they did.
Because they made my Saturday night miserable.
Well,
Wiley's pick six was all I had.
Mark Dell had fun. And that's all that really matters.
To hell with him, too. I hate everything. This game is lost.
David, those are your seven first ever matchups in college football.
And David, I'm here for all seven of them.
So am I.
Life is reruns of Martin.
Life is evolving. Mike.
Everybody hates Chris, followed by...
They cut away from the game to show your replays of the Sinbad show.
And that
what
is...
the hell? Where's the post game?
Your college football list.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.